Child Views, 20 Years of Friends. My favorite thing to receive in the mail is the friend. Every month, I read the whole thing. Last spring, my third grade teacher said it was important to read your favorite books and magazines again because you notice and learn things you missed the first time. In the garage, I found a file cabinet with friend magazines dating back to before 1980, when my oldest sister was born. I pulled out a stack and began to read them every day during my snack time. This summer, I was reading issues from 1993, the year I was born, when I recognized a story I had heard before. My dad had borne his testimony in sacrament meeting the month before and had told a story about some ancestors from his family history. I showed the story to him. It was the same story. Faithful Elizabeth by Jenny Hale Pulsifer, August 1993. I felt that The Friend was really my magazine and that now I had two reasons for 1993 to be my favorite year. I have read over 20 years' worth of Friend magazines, many of them more than once, and I still look forward to each one every month. Cedar Ben Nye, age 9, Wexford, Pennsylvania. The Contest. I have a bad habit. I like to bite my fingernails. My parents are always trying to get me to stop. One Sunday morning, my primary teacher, Sister Langston, asked if I would stay after class. When we were alone, she asked if she could see my fingernails. She had seen me biting them all during her lesson. I was a little embarrassed to show them to her because I had chewed them so badly. After I showed her my nails, I was surprised when she showed me hers. She had the same problem. She told me that she wanted me to stop so that I wouldn't be biting my nails when I was her age. She told me that if I could overcome the temptation to bite my fingernails, I would become a stronger person. We decided to have a contest to see who could grow her fingernails out first. I'm glad I have a primary teacher who cares about me and wants me to overcome bad habits. She has taught me that we are on the earth to learn to become better, even when things may be difficult for us. I have also learned that no matter what age Sister Langston and I are, we both have to keep trying to improve so that we can be strong enough to be able to go back to live with our Heavenly Father again. At first, I wanted to win the contest, but I have decided it would be even better if we both win. Taylor Lynn Otley, age 8, Escondido, California. End of the article, Child Views. Come listen to a prophecy.